रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से गुणनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। रुद्रकांड चैप्टर नंबर 5 रामास डिस्ट्रेस ऑन सीता सेपरेशन। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। नीला द जनरल एनकैम्प्ड हिज मंकी होस्ट्स ऑन द नॉर्दर्न शोर ऑफ द ओशन। He placed sentries and took other precautions as laid down in the science of war. Mahinda and Dhrivada were ordered to be ever alert, scouting in all directions against possible surprise attacks. The vast army settled satisfactorily by the seashore. Then Rama turned to Lakshmana by his side and said, "They say that the grief of separation from one's beloved wears away in course of time. But to me, who am denied the sight of my beloved Sita, each day but makes my sorrow heavier. You may say, what cause have you to grieve? Is it that your wife has been carried away by a cruel foe and is now in a distant land? It is easy for you, the flower of valor and chivalry, to rescue her. Well, we shall build a causeway and lead Sugriva and his forces to Lanka and bring back Sita. Yes, I shall cut off the 10 heads of the redoubtable Ravana and bring her back. No, I do not grieve that she is gone forever. But I am sad that the golden time of youth and enjoyment is being wasted. The moon that she beholds, I too behold. Seeing it, I see her too. Vayu, O God of wind, I pray you blow on me from where my lady dwells. Touch her and then touch me. Through you I shall clasp her to my chest. Let this be. This is not the real cause of my grief. Could not Sita stay in Ayodhya, enjoying every comfort and luxury? She left it all behind and followed me into the forest. When Ravana laid his hands upon her, she could, at that very moment, have reduced him to a heap of ashes through the fire of her purity. But she held back because she thought it would not become a wife who had a husband to guard her. She would do nothing to dim my fame, and hence she called upon me as her lord and protector. She trusted in my power to protect her. She sought refuge in my love and valor. That thought consumes me even as a cruel poison courses through the body and inflames every part. Love is the fire that rages through my body. Separation from Sita is the fuel that feeds it. Constant thoughts of her are the flames. This fire grows more and more fierce and consumes me day and night. Lakshmana, if you had not been here by me to remind me of Sita, I would long ere this have entered into the depths of the sea and slept there happy and free from care. But the fire of love that rages in me will burn me up even in the waters where I might be asleep. Despite this unbearable torture, I keep my hold on life only because she and I live on the selfsame earth. To me, whose love for her is beyond measure, this thought is as if we were lying on the same bed. A parched field draws sustenance by being near another full of water. Even so, the news of her being among the living keeps me too alive. Alas, when shall I deal destruction to my foes? When shall I, like a lucky man, bring to his homestead untold wealth? Behold again my Sita with eyes like the petals of the red lotus. When shall I raise ever so lightly her face with her lovely lips like the lotus in bloom and sip the nectar there, even as a sick man drinks eagerly of a potent medicine? When shall I feel the living touch of her firm and close breasts against my body in sweet embrace? My love, whose dark, deep eyes are the light of my very soul, is now in the cruel grip of hideous demons. She looks for someone to save her from their clutches, but not to me, her lover and husband. How could Sita, the beloved daughter of Janaka and the daughter-in-law of King Dashrath, and dearer to me than my own life, how could she sleep in the midst of the Rakshasa women? When will she free herself from the Rakshasa gods and walk in brightness, even as a moonbeam emerges from the rain clouds in autumn? Janaki, ever delicate by nature, has now fallen upon evil days, and grief and hunger have no doubt made her slimmer still. When will my keen shafts pierce the cruel heart of Ravana and bring an end to my misery. When will I recover her? When will she, pure, devoted, fair as a goddess, clasp my neck and shed tears of joy? When shall I shed from me this terrible grief of separation from her, even as a man discards soiled garment? The sun descended in the west. Then, being consoled by Lakshmana, Rama offered worship to the goddess of twilight. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhoumaya Mangalam.